Talented instrumental Glenn DeCosta, Imagine. It's wonderful. And you're hearing nice music, and I on CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. This is another day in the long, spotty, temporal time. This day has its own signature in time. All right? You can't paint a day with a color. You just cannot. Time is realized is just a fraction of realism that we know that is called time. And the time people on earth speaks of, like you set your clock, you set your date and stuff, right? And when you set a date, um, it is a time ahead of you. And depending on how long that date is for, before that date comes up, you might have to sleep a lot of nights and wake up the next day and live on. Some people never make it to the fulfillment of time that they had set for something. Right? The date or the time that we are using to do things is not a time that is used on another planet. It's only on Earth. Did you know that? I think a lot of people know that. And the time is defined by 24-hour day. Did you know that? The time that we use, it's based on a 24-hour day. 12 hours of night and 12 hours of day. All right. Well, I just want to say that because I'm sure a lot of people don't think about that. When we talk about time, and they look up in the sky, and they don't really get the sense of what time is, how it comes about. We just, from we're born and raised up, we talk about time, and you want a watch, you know, and you have a clock hung in your house, and stuff like that. But we don't really ever get to the reality. And like myself, I never really know anything about another planet. I hardly know anything about another country on the same planet. It's a lot of reality hidden from us who grow up and go to church. Because our reality in church is a figment of imagination. What we read in the Bible is never history about God and Jesus and the devil. We don't have any history for that. All right. So it's all belief and having faith in the belief, you know, can't come to fruition at all. And we don't have anywhere that we can go and see where Adam and Eve were created. So we have a lot of problem in the world today, a lot of confusion, and it's all because we are adrift from the knowledge of it. But thanks to the gods, today you're listening to CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. Hello, Dr. Ev. Are you out there? Good day to you. All right. So I ask my friends, my listeners, to join me on any program and co-host with me if that is okay with you. There's no problem on my side to prevent me from making the request. So I am making it, and I'm going to like make it until enough listeners hear my plea and think about it. Would you like to come on and chat with the world, you and I? That would be nice to me, you know. Nice. And I hope somebody out there would like to do this. You come on, and as long as you have a universal understanding of things, you're objective, you are coherent, and you have a sense of history. Because if you don't have a sense of history, there's nothing much that we could ever do on here. This world is a historic one, and we can only help ourselves and and assist others to gain a knowledge to live the best and fulfilled life that we are to be about, right? It's that good life, because we won't be here for a long time. All right. So since my hours have been cut down on this show, I have to be brief. So I have to let the thing out. Let it out. Be good that there is something here to be accomplished before the show is over. All right. So what I want to talk to you about today. Oh, before I do that, I want to tell you that I am an African person. And I grew up in post-slavery in Jamaica. It's a lot to talk about. I'm just like giving you the headline. We are having serious problems today, not just today, but for a long time. African black people, hybrid people have a hard time. But one of the bad things, one of the things we are suffering from, negative thing, is that we in the diaspora, we are accustomed to going to church and read the Bible. And it has a creation story in the book of Genesis. And we believe that because nobody, we were not predisposed to read history of the world. So we don't know. So for me, 50 of a century, I believe in the Bible. All right. Well, you know, the slavery thing that happened in the world, I didn't know much about it until I am way up. I'm getting gray here in my head. I began to read and realize some things that I never knew. Well, exposure brought me to be doing this show here because when I see things in the history book, I do, you know, I pursue the knowledge of what I didn't know and what the Bible was not telling me. Today, I have a problem with the network, and this is Black Talk Radio. And in this, up to this point, say covering a week now, they have edited out everything I say, everything I argued on two shows. And I know it is personal. I know because Black Talk Radio is a European company. European don't have any business owning anything in the Western Hemisphere. That is the historic fact. And I'm not sure that what I'm saying right now is going to get out to the listeners who I am talking to. Because if Black Talk Radio have a problem with what I'm saying, this is according to the system that they run. They say they are running a legal system. If I am breaking the law, you need to use the law on me and get justice for what the law says. Yes. If this is any law at all that they are going by, that's what they'll do. Why are they doing these things to the communication that I'm offering? I'm paying for it, by the way, right? I'm paying for it, and they are editing or censoring my program. That is not a part of the agreement here. It's that I buy a spot, I pay for it, and I talk what I want to talk as long as I'm not threatening anyone, or, I mean, in total, I'm not breaking their law, constitutional law. Whether or not I think the Constitution is law, I'm not even breaking the law in the Constitution. And they keep on censoring everything I sit here and say for a whole show for 3 hours. unless when I do, let's say, an hour and a half or so, they make sure you don't hear one sound that I make, moreover, to say a word. You don't hear none of that. You hear, and by now, some of the listeners will see subject on the profile of shows that came out from the archive. And they'll see these interesting titles and ready to listen to the argument and only hear music plays. When you see that happen, and if you can identify the shows that I do by the subjects and stuff like that, you will find out that that's the shows I'm talking about, because they are like within a week, they wipe out everything I say within 1 week. And imagine, you're talking about, you know, it's months now they have been doing it. Before I came on this platform, about 4 months now, they have been doing it to me on another platform. And I spoke to someone that told me about what I am experiencing. And it is someone who has a platform. And the person replied that, you know, like it was not strange. Was not strange to them, because other people this person has the problem as well, that they do stuff like that. To say, you know, but now there is what is called class action lawsuit. That Blog Talk needs to get class action, because, you know, they are getting away with more than murder. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's very wrong. Shouldn't be doing that. Because, look, if Black Talk is not supposed to have any other problem. I understand it's a European company. Black Talk is a European country. Like I said, in the true sense of global governmental jurisdiction, no European person or company has divine legal governmental law. Governmental law means kingship governmental law. They don't have any right to have a place in African jurisdiction, because they are a sodomite culture. They just don't belong in African territory. It's a criminal action that they are doing. And we are getting to where, you know what? They are going to find out what reality is. Because look, these are people who have an endocrine not civilized like African hybrid people. We are different. And they have been for years now trying to prove to us that we are a people who don't deserve to have human liberty. Yes, they have been doing that. And by reading, I understand a lot why. Okay? They talk about law, and they don't keep no law whatsoever. And they cannot become civilized enough to understand. They cannot take over the world and force people to be sodomites. They still don't understand that science and all of the knowledge on earth brought here by the Elohim
And if they want to become a part of the good things on earth, well, they should continue doing what they did in their beginning of learning civility. And when they worship the gods and the goddesses, why didn't they continue to do that? Why do they decide that they're going to imitate everything the Elohim bring on earth? And go awry to these established laws that is created by the Elohim kingship government. That's the law that governs the earth, kingship. That's what you read about in certified academic world history. That's what you read about, the world that the gods created, not a god in a Bible created. So I want to tell you, my listeners, when you're trying to play one of the audios that I take, you hear pure music, Sodomites are doing that. The Sodomites are doing that because they don't develop and understand the real world they have been brought into. They don't want that. That's why they write a Bible and make sure that they route our perception to the concept of a spirit god, make Adam and Eve. And you see, they understand that they have problems in right what they're doing, what they are trying to communicate. However, they do it and kill the African people. Accept it. Accept the Catholic Church. They don't understand that it's going to come a time when they come to the psychological cul-de-sac. It's coming a time on the psychological boulevard. It is not going to go the way they think. Nature doesn't work like that. They don't think so. There's a lot they have to learn. They think they got it all and can settle it with their gun and nuclear weapons. It works. They have control over the world, just like, oh, they, you know, I mean, they are sodomites. So if you understand what makes a sodomite, you know their endocrine is not a civilized one. Because everything we do as living beings is based upon the kind of or the type of endocrine glands that we have that secrete if we laugh, if we cry, if we are sad, if we are happy, if we are female and male, is our endocrine glands that's there that makes the intelligent emotions and thoughts inside of us. We don't do it on our own. So I'm letting you all know we are having a problem, and what these Europeans are accustomed to is ignorance. And African people who have not been developed suffer from a lot of ignorance. And when in our ignorance, we are indoctrinated with folly, and like the church, an institution of folly, and they now get us to believe this stuff that's polluting our intellect, our minds. And I am only lucky that I am able to like read and digest certified academic historic information. And now adjust myself, get away from the foolishness, and come and, you know, acquaint with the real world that I'm living in. All right? They stuck into the perception that the world ought to become sodomite. They're stuck on that. It took me a long time to realize what the Bible is communicating. It did take me a long time. And I am now digesting the whole element of it, my friends. So these folks that are out there, I'm going to curse them right now. I'm going to curse them right now that the finger, the hands that they're using to cut my voice out of my shows, that they don't use it anymore. The God cursed their end. So that individual know, you don't play with the gods. Don't play with the gods. We are created by the gods. You want to tell us in the Bible we were not created by any gods. We are not hybrid. It's a spirit god. And you are such an idiot that you cannot see. You have no evidence for none of what you're saying. But there is evidence in history. What I'm talking about. What the heck is wrong with you all sodomites? What is wrong with you? Now you're going to pay for it one way or the other. You're going to pay for what you're doing. And I don't mean in cash, because I'm not telling you to give me back my money that you're taking for doing all of this. But since you're so intelligent and feel like you're above black people, come on. I'm telling you, a curse I invoke by the gods. It's not hard for them to do it. It's a reasonable request, because you guys are dishonoring the gods and their establishment for all the world. You exempt yourself from it. You can do that. But bear the punishment for that. Because guess what? The gods is not asking any of us for anything. But they ask for orderly society. All right. That's how much I want to say about that. I have 30 more minutes or 45 minutes more to say what I have to say. And let me find a tune. I don't know if I'm going to find a tune now that I would like to play. I would love to get back in the queue where I was. My database, my music list was kind of confused, offsetting yesterday and a few days ago. So I had to play some other tunes I was not even familiar with, but I found a good artist that I am familiar with and love to play. All right, so I would like to go back, scroll back. I think I'm close to getting to the alphabetical arrangement and able to find a tune. To find a tune that would make me feel good, and then makes you feel good too. What I want to talk to you about is proper science. What black people first. What black people first language proves in proper science, right? Now, here's my book, because I think I might want to read some of this to you. Where are we? What six is it?
What is it? Okay. What is this? Yes.
I think I have the book now. I want to find the tune. All right. Let's see. Let's get into maybe get into this or get into this ST. Got on to T. Why is that taking so long? No. Stop that. Stop this. Okay, let's see. This is not right. Didn't take me so long to find this. Because alphabetically, it's not. It shouldn't take me so long to find it. So I need more familiarity with this system here. All right, let's see if I am. When I think I have the thing, I don't have it, man. Wow. This. Wait a minute. Do I? No, I'm having a hard time. Shouldn't be having all this hard time. Perseverance, come on. Perseverance is making me wait. Okay, I'm not that's funny. This is funny, very funny. That's very funny. Really small. I'm blue. Funny, really small. All right, let's see what really small has here. I play a really small. Thank you. Okay. Didn't get it. All right, so I have to put it aside because it just won't work out for me here. Not working out. Okay, all right. You're listening to CRS Radio and the Knowledge Station. Okay, let's get to it now. We're talking about the first civilized tongue. And to think about, I'm saying something that is not pleasant to a lot of people in our time, because history is saying something different, quite different from what we have been taught in the Bible. And that's what the European people got us under. When we are now reading and see what civilized information is, it creates a problem. Because they take over all of our territories and say that they are controlling us by their law that they make. So they are a folks that are very confused because they are using the civilized knowledge that is given to black people. They got what they know from black people. And then they are using that knowledge that they get to condemn black people, to condemn the creator that create the black people. So that's how confused this is. Now, we can't face these people unless we have the right knowledge of things. The certified is straight. They don't have anything certified. The Bible is not certified academically that even basic thing to find Adam and Eve in a garden on a spot of land somewhere. They can't show you that in a Bible. They don't show us anything that they want us to believe in a historical sense, but they want you to believe it and have faith in what you believe. And what you believe to begin with, they cannot provide, in a civil sense, a reason to accept it as truth. Plan. All right. So now we're going to talk about this language and see where we are coming from. And see if these Europeans are a part of this. They are working tirelessly to claim that they are the first people in everything. That's how biased these Sodomites are. I tell you about their what we call it? Their endocrine. Right? Their endocrine. You see, their endocrine is not like ours. So getting a little knowledge, they all messed up in their head and said they can rule the world. It's like they can't fly a plane, but they're going to get into the cockpit. That's the way these European people are. That's what is happening right now. Why they are cutting off what I am saying, and what I'm saying is not breaking their laws, nor no laws at all. But they're cutting out my program. They're being dishonest, and they can't say that they are dishonest because they are criminals, basic criminals. Everything they have, they steal it. Everything white people have, they steal it. And they might say, what is he talking about? We own this, we own that. How did you own it? How did you come to America? That's the thing about it. Did you come here with legal government, or you come here with a government you made up of your own underdeveloped brain or you endocrine, right? You come here mating with animals, right? Did you marry any man in Europe? No, you didn't. And if you did, since when? Since when? Right? So this is the problem. So let's trace a little of the language and see how well can claim that they are civilized and that they have power to run the world where they get it from. All right? So we go on to say now, the title of this chat is Improper Science. What black people first language proves? Let's get to that now. All right. I'm reading to you Sumerian history. Remember, white people don't give us no history about themselves. But here, we are not afraid to read real history. Certified prehistory before the flood. Because they're mingling up with a lot of the things that they only get from civilized history. But they borrow what they want to borrow to make up their own cartoon. Stop. That's what they do. Right? So when they think they have a lot of wealth and stuff like that, and like you see Trump, you know, you see what Trump is doing. The man is turning against his own governmental system, the Constitution. You mean, we are seeing that these white people lack a sense of world reality. They lack sense of civilization. And their civilization is borrowed knowledge from the African people, and they make up their own out of it. Their existence, because their experience in America is coming from the fact that their brain has never worked properly yet. And you may say, what is he talking about? Look, if you leave your own indigenous land to come to like 1, 2, 3, 4, go keep on counting, African territories, and kill the Africans and take over their place and say it's yours. America is not the first place that you do it. You're here now and you're working on Sabla and have wealth more than black people, and black people don't have anything. And you don't know that your conduct is wrong because nobody did it to you. We never come to Europe and beg you for water. Nothing. But you come to our territory, but learn language, learn everything to survive, and turn around and say, you own it all, and you were always the possessor. That's what we're into right now. Right? So if you want to cut off my program and cut off, you know, the argument that must be held, because realization is always ongoing. If you want to, like, say what I'm saying, you don't want to hear it, just do the right thing. Go back to Europe where you come from and go establish yourself over there. Don't come over here and impress us with fucking dogs and fucking ass. Don't come to African territory and decide to do that. That's what you have been doing. I'm saying wake up now. Wake up. Wake up, because you know what? You think you can't provoke us to start a race riot? We will never have a race riot. No, but you are going to get the curse of the Elohim, because if we are doing right, they're not going to turn their back on us. When we go to church, they don't see us at all on their radar. When we turn around and begin to respect them and not be afraid to identify with them, then we will get their attention. And all we need to do is just tell them that we're having a problem here, and please do something about it. You think we're going to have a race riot? No. We're not going to have any race riot. And if you do know what is good for you, learn some common sense. Go back to your indigenous home. And leave African people alone, because this is the train that is coming to run you over. It's the fact that you are a criminal and you decide to destroy the African people. It's not going to work. and the curse is on you the way they want. But I invoke the curse on you, white, I mean, all the names that belongs to you guys and coming to behave like we black people are nothing. We are nothing. But we have the something you bloody want. Sodomite, sodomy syndrome, virus, Kazari. Inhibit blacks, own indigenous stuff. Vernacular identity. Sodomite syndrome. Virus of Caucasian. Inhibit blacks' own language. They inhibit blacks' own indigenous tongue. Vernacular identity. They do everything to deny that we are who we are. All right, let's see. No reason to second guess mono-African civilization. The only civilization. There's no reason to second guess that. Scholars are out there participating in research, and I'm reading to you now what they, not from one side, but from all sides, whether they be Christian researcher or scientist, they and the civilized people, civilized scientists, are discussing, right? Because these sodomites are endeavor to prove to the civilized world that it is not us who are civilized, it's them. And they fucking ask. They're making laws to marry two men. That's not civilized stuff. But that's what they are doing, though. They want to go to heaven with their whatnot, all over them. Yeah, that's what they want to do. All right. Now, don't expect that I am going to ever submit to behaving like I'm afraid of white people. And I should, you know, like put some water in my mouth when I'm talking so, you know, you don't can't really hear my diction or nothing. I'm never going to come to that unless I get sick. Because the truth is mightier than sword on all white people put together. Right? And if you think that America is yours, you're a fool. You're an idiot. And your time is coming when you're either going to disappear or you're going to, in your lifetime, realize you were wrong. All right. Watch this. So there's no reason for nobody at all to second guess the mono African civilization. Because in the world literature textbook, that's all is there. In the exact case of certified academic organic Sumerian Atra-Assis text, prehistory owns the knowledge. One of the precedented facts in this is the mono first hybrid human language. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so where I am now is Marian Exercise, all right? Prehistory owns the knowledge. One of the precedented facts in this is the Mono, first hybrid human language, exists before the deluge. This is what all the science, latter days science, that's what they all agree to. So that means where the truth in these facts exists, the Bible is dumped. But the white people got the world believing something that never makes sense, will never make sense, but still have them believing in Bible. You hear? The baseless Bible, though it's proven, people's head are so people's heads or their brains got damaged by the constant everyday preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The brain suffer, chronic ignorance that they cannot think coherent and intelligent. Only certain things they can handle, but to go to critical things on which civilization function, no, they can't handle that. It's belief and faith. You see what I mean? That don't identify with knowledge at all. They make it seem like belief and faith is what create heaven and the earth, and that none of that is true. In school, you never get a class to teach you how to believe anything or how to have faith in anything. You don't get that class, all right? So now, we're talking about the language. And let's see, there's no reason at all to second guess Mono African civilization in the exact case of certified academic organic Sumerian Atra-Assis text. Prehistory owns the knowledge, not anything else, not Europeans and nothing. Them have wealth and use wealth now to elevate like the high life on earth. But my friends, if you read your history and understand, you will know that it is white people who are uncivilized, because they leave their own habitation and go out conquest African territories and take their wealth. That's where they are. We wouldn't know them unless they came where we are. Hello? So how they are psychologically twisting black people's mind to totally go unaware of what history says about reality of civilization and who comprise civilization. It's not European. Let these Europeans bring a history not originated in America, where they come and conquest and kill and do all kind of evil criminal things and behaving like, oh, they have come to the right place where they get everything they want. But who do they kill? African people. And come and imitate and talk about God tell them this and God tell them that. Now, in this language that they are tracing, everything that is to know has to do with the Atra-Assis text, where the African prehistory
that tells us about what happened before the flood, right? And from when kingship been on earth. All right. One of the precedented fact in this is the mono, first hybrid human language. Yes. The mono, the only. First hybrid human language existed before the deluge, before the flood, with the certified prehistory Homo sapiens hybrid humans. Indo-European duplicity vanish, right? With the certified history on Homo sapien, Indo-European duplicity vanish. You know, their double tongue and all this kind of stuff vanish. Spearheading the search for a mother tongue have been Aaron Dolgopolsky, right? This scientist, is spearheading the search on mother tongue. Have been Aaron Dolgopolsky, now at AFA. University. AIFA, whichever the spelling is, HAIFA, right? This guy studied at the AIFA University in Israel or Palestine, whichever, you know, one you identify with. And Vitaly Shervon Rush. Kin, now at the University of Michigan, two of them heading this research. It was primarily on the latter's initiative that a breakthrough conference was held at the University of Michigan in November 1988, titled Language and Prehistory. The conference brought together from 7 countries more than 40 scholars from the field of linguistic, anthropology, archaeology, and genetics. The consensus was that there had been a monogenesis of human languages. Okay? Now, that's what the scientists. This is what the scientists. I read them to you. I read the identification. I read their, you know, who they are and, you know, their credentials and stuff like that, what they are into. These are not people who are playing. And like I said, it's not just polytheism people, but sodomites as well, right? And they trace this thing scientifically, and they come to the conscious was that the consensus the consensus of the study from these noble, learned ones, the consensus was that there had been a monogenesis of human languages. Now, when you talk about human languages, it's talking about the hybrid. Not talking about anybody else. Not talking about anybody else. Let's see. Okay. The consensus was that there had been a monogenesis of human languages. Yes, a mother tongue, right? Consensus of mono means just one genesis language, genesis of human languages, a mother tongue in a proto stage, meaning at the very start, right? At the very beginning. All right, let me just tell you, in case
that someone
is missing something. Right, it's P-R-O-T-O, proto. Proto. Original. Right? Original. When you say proto is original tongue. Original or primitive. First, interior, relating to a precursor. Now, you get it? I want you to get it real good now because can't afford to miss this. So this is what the finding of the authorities here on this subject matter. We can't change that, right? We are getting these people on what? It's two guys that spearhead this thing. And from seven different countries. More than 40 scholars, right? More than 40 scholars from seven different countries, okay? From the fields, right? More than 40 scholars from the fields of linguistics. They cannot go wrong with these type of guidance that they are using. Linguistics, anthropology, archaeology, and genetics. The consensus was that there had been a monogenesis of hybrid humans, languages, I'm very sure that white people, Europe, Caucasoid, they never at all know anything about language until they met the African hybrid people. If they can prove me wrong there, they have something to talk about. If they can prove that they were created or born civilized, well, prove that. because you're not going to prove it because you come to all of these African territories and that's where your shish began. No, that's nonsense. Okay? That's nonsense. You know, it's time for white people to get back where they come from, because all they are doing is creating, oh gosh, massive, massive, massive problem all over the world. Because they think they are somebody. They have intelligence. Man is talking all kind of garbage, and even his own people is astonished. How did he get that bad? All right. So now, yes, this has proven that black people were just created the other day, 300,000 to 200,000 years ago. But come on right down to the, to like maybe like what, some 12,000 or so years ago, when the flood hit the you know, the Middle East or the hit the Mesopotamian coast and drown all these people before that flood. Right? At that time, African black-headed people, the African civilization, already up and going for thousands and thousands of years. Right? Now, it is proven now that we started off, not the Elohim, we hybrid people started off with one language, one tongue. And this is what these guys have proven. The finding of a mother tongue in a proto stage at time about 100,000 years ago. Hear that? That's their time. 100,000 years ago. What that tells you? And we are here going 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. So the findings that these guys are at is showing what has transferred back then. European folks have nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this. The trouble is now, Indo-European uncivilized endocrine. Ideal example, Donald Trump and Republicans. The Elohim creators command sodomy culture, not to mix. Civilization. They must remain within indigenous geography. They disobey that order. I would like to have read some more of this piece of information to you. And let's see. Okay, so I say combined with other skeletal
All right. Hold it there. Hold it there. Let me see if I go a little further.
Among the finds in the cave was an astonishing clue. The skeletal remains of a 6,000 years old, 60,000 year old Neanderthal, included in included an intact oid bone or hyoid bone, H-Y-O-I-D, the first ever covered. And that Neanderthal was like 60,000, right? Now, that makes sense, make a lot of sense. White people interbreed with Neanderthals, who gave them, you know, a higher level of civility too, okay? Good looks and stuff like that. So, you know, they got something there from the Neanderthals. All right, so it goes on to say, this horned-shaped bone, which lies between the chin and the larynx voice box, anchors the muscles that move the tongue. Lower jaw and the larynx and makes human speech possible. Figure 68. Combined with other skeletal features, the iod bone offered unequivocal proof that man could speak as he does today at least 60,000 years ago, at least, probably much earlier. Now, Neanderthal man, the team of six international scientists led by Baruch Arinberg of Tel Aviv University stated in Nature, April 27, 1989, had the morphological basis for human speech capacity. If so, how could Indo-European, whose origin are traceable to only a few thousand years ago, be given such a prominent position on the language tree? You hear that? They put themselves up on the front line like they are first. They do this as sodomites, that's the way they are. Okay? They are causing all of the problem in the world today. And see, all right, I am not the one. Is it surprising that I am here and reading so much into these people and I don't have those higher education? But here it is coming out from them, right? Diminishing the position of these white sodomite, you know, I mean, defective, endocrine people, right? Whatever they have today, they as well, and certain technical thinking, they get it from the black people. Where else could they get it? And they want now to like distance the black people, like they don't get nothing from us, even to all of these places that they take away from us, they behave like they never take away anything. They're idiots, man. Right? And about their running, they have government and all this kind of stuff. I'm telling them, look, you know, look after themselves, because all they know to do is kill people. That's all they know to do. All right? So now they're getting good advice. They used to worship the gods and the goddesses. They don't do that no more. They behave like sodomites. They are the only real people in the universe and tell us that life is only on earth, not any place else. These are the kind of stuff they want to subject civilized people to. Right? And every day are trying to diminish the knowledge of emergence of civilization. And they are never civilized one day. Everywhere you go, you're going to find that these white people are crazy. Sound crazy, but they don't want to appear like that because they have this little intelligence that, you know, they can show off on the world that they have this and have that. But they don't look at criminality as criminality. They only know when somebody is violating their position. But they don't know when they violate other people's rights. Okay? Look at the constitution that they have. That they have, say, they have protection in it for black people. They never do it one day. Black people are always begging and having a heart, you know? Black people can't get wages. You know, I mean, equal to white people, because they put themselves on top of the world and they fuck ass until they're blight. Okay? They don't belong among African people. That is the problem. They're going to go back because that they don't seem to understand that. They're going to go back where they come from. All the lies and all the Bible and all these kind of stuff that they spend their energy trying to make sure that the world believe in Jesus and all this kind of stuff. No, go sound no idiot. Go back to where you come from and fuck dog too much. And ask. Here is the proof. Here is the proof. Okay? But they're going to come with AD and Adamani and talk about they have power over everything, over all the corporations and stuff like that. They're going to find out now. I'm not going like that. You can't stop me all the while when I come on this radio and decide to talk the truth. You can't stop and see how long you're going to stop. You have a heart beating like everybody else? Yes. Well, what happened here now? You really going up against the God that creates all of us here. All right? They don't create you, but the ordinance that they control, have control over every living life. Because what it is, what you write in the Bible, what the God said to African people, control everything upon the planet. But you now take it up that are you for doing it, control everything on the planet. Gosh, shoot, man. You know, I mean, ignorance is a wicked, wicked thing. All the atrocity they do on the African people. I can't see they are wrong. Okay? So here, the professor is finding fault with the chart that the sodomites place themselves on the civilized tree. And who is civilized first? Is it them or black people? And here it is proven unequivocally. These guys don't have any chance of them being it. They're in denial. Intelligence that they learn from the black people. They never get it from the Neanderthals of 60,000 years ago. It did not happen. Now, so it goes on. He's asking, you know, he says, this is the case that that mono language is of the African people, not the Elohim. Because the Elohims are the creators that came to earth. 450,000 years ago. All right? They gave language to us on earth, and you learn to speak from us, not from Neanderthals. So this Baruch Arinberg of Tel Aviv University stated in Nature, and you can go find the information in the, I think that magazine Nature, April 27, 1989, had the morphological basis for human speech capacity. He is speaking now. He said, he saw that there is one mother tongue. How could Indo-European, whose origin are traceable to only a few thousand years ago, be given such a prominent position on the language tree? Less inhabited about lowering the chain, less inhibited about lowering the claims for Indo-European than their Western colleagues. Soviet scholars, their Western colleagues, Soviet scholars, continued to search archaeology for a proto-language. Searching, spearheading the search for a mother tongue have been Aaron Dolgos Dolgopolsky. This is Dolgopolsky. Now at Haifa University. In Israel. All right, so I read that already. So it come on down now to where proto language is at a time about 100,000 years ago. Still, scientists from other fields relating to the autonomy of speech, such as Philip Lieberman of Brown in University and Dean Falk of the State University of New York at Albany see speech as a trait of Homo sapiens. Bye. Parkside. They see it as a trait of Homo sapiens from the very first appearance of these thinking men. You see? From their very appearance. Brain specialists such as Ronald E. Mayers of the National Institute of Communicative Disorder and Strokes believe that human speech developed spontaneously, unrelated to the clue, the crude, unrelated to the crude vocalization, unrelated to crude vocalization, right, of other primates. As soon as humans acquired their two-part brains, they speak, I mean, coherently. And Alan Wilson, who had participated in the genetic search leading to the one mother all conclusion, but speech back in the mouth of, he said, yes. This Alan Wilson, he put speech, the human capacity. All right. He says, all right. Alan Wilson, who had participated in the genetic research leading to the one mother of all conclusion, put speech back in the mouth of Eve. So the history, the prehistory of the Atra-Assistet of Sumerian is right. And Bible cannot be right with its revelation from God and all them kind of thing. Anyway, you have to totally throw that away. Now, the human capacity for language may have come from a genetic mutation that occurred in a woman who lived in Africa 200,000 years ago. See? He announced at the meeting in January 1989 of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Of Gab goes back to Eve. One newspaper headlined this story. Well, to Eve and Adam, according to the Bible. See, they must say Adam and Eve in any garden, but now the science is proved beyond any equivocal doubt. That's not true. I would like to read some more, but I got to go. My friends, this is a very, very serious thing, and you better take it seriously. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, my friends, and I'm going to take my journey now, and hope that you enjoy your day, and hope that if you hear what I have to say here today, brings more comfort and confidence and knowledge to where you can do something with the knowledge you're receiving. All right, let's play a little tune on my way out and see. You're listening.